This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
And welcome to Detours here on Joy 94.9. I'm Jodie, joined by Greg, and it is a fabulous 2012 Radiothon. We are so excited. We are delighted to be here on this fabulous Saturday here in Melbourne.
It's a beautiful day, and if you haven't become a member, this is the day you should, between 12 and 1 o'clock here on Detours. It's your chance to join the opportunity to keep this station alive, vibrant and on air, and maybe win a Jeep as well. There's a $35,000 Jeep up for grabs for people that become members or renew their membership during Radiothon.
And we've got fabulous phone room volleys who are waiting to take your call. We've got Harriet, we've got Anthony, we've got Sanjita, we've got Andy, who's the team leader, and Mushin from program support. So come on, join the joy ride. Call now 1300 JOY 949. Memberships are affordable. They are important. It keeps us on air, and it's really essential that you continue to support, not just by listening, not just by having us in the background, but putting your money where it matters and supporting us right now.
Reach deep, reach into that pocket. You can give donations as well. We also have donations to Joy are tax deductible, which is a fantastic opportunity to not just cheat the tax man out of a bit of money, but also donate to this radio station and keep us on air.
Because you might not know, it actually costs over $20,000 a week to keep Joy on air, and that's $3,000 a day, and your membership goes towards operational costs like rent, like licence fees. Come on, join the Joy Ride Radiothon 2012. Call now 1300 JOY 949.
That's awesome, Jody. Well done. We're off and racing.
We sure are on this fabulous Saturday. Now, of course, this is the Detours Travel Show. We've been running on this program slot for many, many years now.
That's right. We're welded on. We're rusted into the studio
here
at Joy.
We're part of the fabric of Joy. And, of course, we love talking about travel and we love hearing from you. But in particular, we love meeting fabulous people who are from other places. And we're delighted to join in the studio here with Charles Henry Lesson, who's from Belgium. Welcome to the program.
Hello, hello, guys. Thank you. Thank you for the invitation.
Hello, hello. Fantastic. It's awesome. We've never covered Belgium in the history of Detours. Jody has been in this seat for almost 14 years. It's just so long she can't get out of that chair.
I go and do things. I have work. I have lovers. I do stuff.
But Belgium is a place I've always wanted to, and have you, Jody, wanted to explore?
I have. I'm fascinated with Belgium because I don't know a lot about it. So firstly, I mean, can you tell us what sort of cultures are within Belgium?
The main point is Belgium is a really tiny country. It's even smaller than Tasmania. It's located between France and Holland, and it's a really crossbreeding within the country. I mean, you've got different kind of language. You've got three languages just in this small, tiny country. You've got Flemish, French, and a small German community. So the thing is, it's quite hard to communicate with each other. So you've got a real separation with different population. But despite that, despite this language barrier, we've got a lot of traditions, a lot of traditions, and a massive, I think it's a massive drinking nation as well. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. You'll fit well in Australia, won't you?
Drinking responsibly, yeah. No doubt.
Now, Charles Henry's talking about communication difficulties. We have none today. You can communicate directly with us. 0427 Joy 949 is the SMS, but call for your Radiothon and renewing and joining your Joy membership on 1300 JOY 949. That's 1300 569 949.
And Joy is the largest GLBTI organisation in Australia. We entertain you, and your membership keeps your favourite Joy programs on air. Call us now. Come on, join the Joy ride. Call now 1300 JOY 949. We've got great volleys waiting to take your call, memberships and donations.
Now, Charles, what brought you to Australia?
Why I'm here? That's a good question. I travelled for a while, so I left my country 3.5 years ago. So I was born in Belgium for sure, and I had a first internship with when I did my degree in Portugal, and 6 months in Portugal, and I was like kind of kind of disease, like, yeah, I want to travel all the time now. That's the things I want to do every day. So I spent 2 years in Paris, and then I was pretty sick of this country because France is really beautiful, but without the French. I'm just joking.
You're just saying that because you're Belgian.
Absolutely, that's right. So I traveled a lot when I was in Paris. I traveled in Romania, in Italy, a bit in Germany, in the UK. Yeah, a lot of in the EU. And then I decided to have a real challenge. And Australia was something really interesting for me because I have a connection with my family with there. The thing is, my mother never met my grandfather, so a father before, because when she was born, she never catch up with her father. So the thing is, I say, all right, maybe I should go there because I've been in Australia 20 years ago, but I can't recall anything. I was too young. And I say, maybe I should go now. I'm mature enough. I've got experience. I can maybe find a job, do something, live in a backpacker. I didn't do that, really. Not very well. So finally, yeah, I decided to buy a ticket for Australia with no return, which is something quite fantastic, because when you've got no return, you change completely the philosophy of the travel.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's why I'm in Australia, definitely.
It does too, doesn't it? If you're a one-way destination, anything can come from that. Anything.
It really can, but I do recall when I decided to go to the UK and I thought, right, that's it, my partner and I, we'd moved there, we said goodbye to everyone and we were ready to set up a new life there. But you know what? We didn't like it and we came back to Australia. So sometimes you have these, you know, well thought out plans, but for you, coming to Australia also had this family connection.
Yeah.
So how did you track down your grandfather? Was it your grandfather or your mother's grandfather?
So it's my grandfather on my mother's side. But yeah. It was pretty hard to catch up with him because the thing is, during 20 years, my mother said, all right, you're not going to catch up with your grandfather. It's not, you know, she was angry. That's the reality. She was just angry. So she said, all right, now you're mature enough. You're in Australia. It's going to be good for you to catch up with your grandfather. So it was his email address. So I wrote him. I said, all right, I'm there. And I received an email from him. He's got 80 years old. He's absolutely lovely. I've got a grandma as well. She's
lovely.
Fantastic. She's absolutely fantastic. I discovered I've got a cousin in Geelong. I've got an auntie in Tasmania as well.
Wow.
That's absolutely fantastic. So I just discovered in one email all the family. I said, all right, I should go in Queensland in Gympie, which is a small, tiny town, but really fantastic anyway. I said, all right, I'm coming. I will be there. So, yeah, I catch up with him, and it was absolutely fantastic.
What was fantastic about meeting him?
I don't know. For the first time in my life, I figured out why I've got this big nose.
Well, for our listeners, let me just explain. We're not talking Gerard Depardieu. It's a quite a sort of pointed, long, you know, regal sort of nose.
That's right. So my grandpa's got him, and I was a daughter, and she said, oh, you've got this nose as well. That's the first thing that she said.
we'll take a photo and share with the listeners later.
Yeah, sure.
And if you have your head tilted to the side, we'll make sure it's panorama. Okay?
It's like dragged up. Oh, sorry. Fair enough. So, yeah, no, it was really good. We had a drink together. We talked a lot for hours and hours about the family and everything, the connection. And he's just a lovely guy. He had a lot of story. And I just figured out that he lived in the house in front of mine in Belgium. So, yeah, that's absolutely fantastic. Yeah, it was really good. A lot of emotion that day.
I think that's part of journey and travelling, but connecting to family, knowing where you came from, back where you, you know, connecting with your roots, with your grandfather, it's just awesome.
It's kind of awesome, I reckon. Yeah.
And actually, joy is one of the main connectors in our gay and lesbian community. And in fact, membership proudly signifies your support to a dedicated gay and lesbian community radio station here in Melbourne. Have a think about the first time you tuned into radio here on Joy. It might have been in the backyard, maybe so that nobody heard. It could have been, you know, listening in your car. Reaching out to people and hearing voices of gay and lesbians in the community is so, so important, and that's why you need to continue to support us with your memberships. Family membership is $96, full membership $72, concession is $36. If you're under 18, only $22. Well, like, that's the cost of, I don't know, what do you buy for $22?
Four lattes.
I mean, this is a whole year's worth of membership to Joy to keep us on air. Call now, 1-300-JOY-949.
Now, Charles Henry, we're going to play Sister Jew, which is, what's the artist's name?
Deus.
And what does this music mean to you?
I don't know. We've got a lot of music festival in Belgium, and this is a good representation of what kind of music you listen in this festival. Enjoy.
You're on Detours with Jodie, Lindsay and Greg on Radiothon Week.
Sure
so
is.
Sign up, join up, 1-300-JOY-949.
Oh, my sweet sister, do you what have I done? All my life I've only loved the one. Let me come to you like a child. I'd like to stick around here for a while.
Hello, this is Julia Zemiro from Rockwiz. Support Joy 94.9 during the 2012 Radiothon. Become a member. Call 1300-JOY-949 now.
It's Radiothon 2012. I'm Philippe. I work on the sponsorship team here at Joy 94.9. I'm one of many people who work here behind the scenes to keep Joy on air. Support our work by supporting Joy. Call 1300-JOY-949 now.
Hi, we're Aqua.
Support Joy 94.9 during the 2012 Radiothon.
Still popping like a robot.
Call now and become a Joy member.
And you're listening to Detours here on Joy 94.9. It is Radiothon 2012. And come on, join the Joy ride. Call now 1300-JOY-949. Renew your membership or join up. Make a donation. Keep us on air. And the reason you need to keep us on air, Greg, why should people support us?
Well, it costs $20,000 a week to just get this station on air. $3,000 a day. And your membership goes towards the operational costs. Rent, the licensing fees, electricity. You know, that little transmitter that boosts our signal across to the top of Melbourne Central Tower where it gets broadcast from, that costs money.
And you might not be aware, but there's over 70 people every year who are educated under the Taste of Radio broadcast course and gets people involved in the community on radio here at Joy. And we also, here at Joy, provide more than 450 community service announcements. What are they? CSAs. They are really important announcements for people to know about what's happening in the community, particularly the gay and lesbian community.
There are about 15 groups I can think of off the top of my head that would not have any voice at all in media without Joy 94.9 going to air. So you're not just supporting Joy, you're supporting all these other organisations at the same time.
So celebrate with friends. Come on, join the Joy Ride Radiothon 2012. Call now 1300-JOY-949. Now, someone who's having a lot of fun, freedom and fabulous time is Charles Henry Lisson, who is from Belgium. And we've just talked before about you coming to Australia, but before we go more into that, that song you chose before, what, tell us a little bit about it.
So as I said, we've got a lot of festival in Belgium, and that kind of song, you can hear that kind of style in all those festivals. It's like grungy, it's like folkery, pop rock, whatever music. It's still pretty good. It's really part of the tradition. We've got thousands and thousands of festivals, so music is really part of something in Belgium. So yeah, we do really enjoy it all the time, barbecue, when you study, whatever. It's just, yeah, that's it. Deus is a really good band. Actually, they went in Australia and received a free invitation from the embassy, but didn't attend to this concert. Sorry, guys. And yeah, it was pretty good. Apparently, it was really good. So, yeah.
And they're called Juice. And that was Sister Jew. Now, you've come to Australia. You've discovered family roots, connected with the grandfather. You're having an interesting time in a new culture. Right now, flash forward now, you have an Australian partner. How on earth do you come from Belgium, arrive in Australia and end up with an Aussie partner?
That's a tricky question. Yeah, so I met Matthew. Hello, Matthew. Probably listen to me. Or not, who knows. yeah, I've got an Australian partner, but that's a really wonderful story. I didn't expect that at all. To be honest, we catch up. It was pretty random, to be honest, and we party a lot together. And I discover a lot of common point with him and the sensation of freedom, and he showed me a different appearance of Australia. Because when you arrive in Australia as an European citizen, you're just like, oh, wow, I'm in a backpacker, I'm going to sign in, do skydiving, scuba diving, whatever you want. But with him, it was completely different. He showed me something really different, like doing on the Great Ocean Road, but doing on spot with absolutely no tourists and doing crazy stuff together. We spent New Year's Eve night just together doing a fire, watching the sea. It was absolutely wonderful, to be honest. And it's really nice. It's really nice. And I didn't expect to find love in Australia, even abroad. I wasn't aware of that. I was like, yeah, you know, find love abroad. It's not going to work. Barrier language and everything. And frequently we work it out pretty well. Really well. So I'm pretty happy.
Did you find love or did love find you?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going. So that's good. That's all right. It seems a bit cheesy, but you know.
So your partner, Matthew, you also have a stepchild.
Yeah, that's right. That's a big story. 2 years ago, it was a sperm donor. So he's got two lesbian friends, which is Laura and Michelle. Hello, guys.
Hello.
and the thing is, Matthew was apparently good enough. Proud of him. And it was a sperm donor for that. And the thing is, Sydney was born. Sydney, that's the name of the child. It's absolutely lovely child. And Matthew introduced me to this family, this massive family. And he said, all right, yeah, I believe he can call you stepdad. I say, yeah, that's good. I'm good with that. So that's a brand new experience because as a gay person, you don't think I'm going to have a child. Maybe in Belgium, you can adopt a child. You can do that kind of stuff. The prime minister is even gay. That's fine.
Well, you can be married in Belgium.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can do that. But Not in Australia.
Now, actually, talking about marriage, I just want to pause for a moment because wonderful. Two Scottish lesbians who've been on the Detour show in the past are having their civil partnership this day, today, in Edinburgh, in Scotland.
Awesome.
And I just
congrats.
Wanted to say congratulations and our thoughts are with you, Bex and Linda. I'm really sad that I can't be there, and I think it's a fabulous opportunity for you to declare your love for each other publicly, and we wish you all the very best.
And you declare your love publicly and then declare your love for Joy by signing up. 1-300-JOY-949 is how you do it, listening to Detours. Or if you're overseas, it's +61 9 267 6000 is what you dial from overseas to get to Australia.
And it is Radiothon 2012, and we have fabulous vollies who are ready to take your call. In fact, our vollies have been taking calls while we've been here on Detours here on Joy 94.9. Special thanks to Rod from Preston, who's renewed a full membership. We've got as well Jonathan and David who've renewed. Oh, sorry, Rod has joined. And Jonathan and David, thank you for renewing. And Sarah from Blackburn has also renewed full membership. So thanks again for your support. You can call us now, 1-300-JOY-949. And sign up with your plastic fantastic.
And a special thing to sign up for Detours, because we know this audience is going around the world and people listening and getting their plastic fantastics out in Berlin, in Bonn, in Mumbai. Even Jeffrey Conahan's probably just charging up the credit card now.
Yeah, he's in Bangalore, but not far. Same.
Now, joining us here, speaking of same, is someone who's not same, Chris Furneaux.
Good afternoon, Greg, Jody, and
Charles.
Now, sorry, Charles.
Chris has been
introduced.
Well,
formally.
You've been a guest and a filling host here on Detours over the time, and you've also seen how membership takes place and why we need to do it from an organisational perspective.
Well, that's right, Greg and listeners. I've been doing memberships now for about 12 or 13 years. It just seems like forever. And when I started, we had a very small membership base, manageable by one person in a couple of hours per week. Nowadays, it's almost a full-time job because we've got various responsibilities. We've got over 2,500 members at the moment, including lots of family members. And Janine from Hong Kong sent her her membership, and she said she was going to crawl in.
She's been a guest on Detours Manchester.
Janine, our fabulous. Hello, Janine. Walking lucky legs down the hill from Hong Kong there.
She said she hoped to ring in during the show.
Well, she's a pilot.
I know. But
and a beautiful partner as well. They've both been here on Detours.
the reason for having membership is not just to have an income, although that is part of the result of having memberships here on Joy. Joy is an incorporated body and business operating situation here in Melbourne. We're registered. We're required to operate under certain strict guidelines and have a constitution. And every member who actually joins up is part of this organisation in a legal sense. And one of the benefits is that we rely on our members to advise us and guide us on what we do, and it's all done under the aegis, under the label of Member of Joy Melbourne Incorporated. And as well as being a member and being involved in the running of the station, you've got a legal voice at the AGMs. And as a member, you're also entitled to know the workings of the organisation, know the financial status, get a annual report, have a look at the books, everything. You are not excluded. It's just not like a some of these other community radio stations with a little core of people doing their own thing. You really have a voice.
And if you've travelled anywhere around the world and you're dropping through Melbourne, we'd love to have you as a guest on Detours. Chris Furneaux, we want to thank you for coming in to share some of that today. People can listen to you on Sundays at 5 o'clock
yes.
on Been There, Done That.
Indeed.
Fantastic.
Lovely. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. And Chris is right. Not only is it important to have your voice for Joy, but it's also really important that people like Chris have the resources to be able to make sure that we can do this efficiently and effectively. And some of the things that we need your support for is replacing equipment, license fees. We need also to make sure that we've got the right people trained to do the right things. Induction of volunteers. I mean, we take this all really seriously. It's not just, you know, slapped together. So we need your support. Call now. Come on, join the Joy Ride, 1300 JOY 949, and this is Radiothon 2012.
Now, Charles Henry Lisson is our guest. This next piece of music, Charles, tell us about what this means to you.
It's MC Solar. Oh, yeah. That's probably a tribute to the French language, because there's a French rap man, and he's really, really good. So everything's going to be in French, but good beat. Enjoy.
You're on Detours. Stay with us, Jody, Greg, and Charles Henry. Join up. Join up now.
Le vent souffle en Arizona, un état d'Amérique dans lequel Arizona. Cowboy dingue, du bang bang, du flingue, de l'arme, du cheval et de quoi faire la bringue. Poursuivi par Smith et Wesson, Colt, Derringer, Winchester et Remington. Il erre dans les plaines, fier, solitaire, son cheval et son partenaire.
Hi, this is Katie Lang. Show your support for Joy. Call up and become a member.
We'll go dancing in the dark, walking through the park and reminiscing.
And you're listening to Joy 94.9. This is Detours. I'm Jody, joined by Greg. It is Radiothon 2012, and we love to have your support. In fact, I'd just like to thank some people who are already supporting us, including our sponsors, including people who are here today volunteering, and including the people who volunteer 24/7 to keep Joy on air, and the small dedicated team of paid staff. Special thanks to Ben Borman, who has joined up for a full membership and made a $28 donation. So thank you so much.
Now, Ben's one of the principals behind Melbourne Rainbow Band. So thank you, Ben. It's been a great partnership over the years between the Rainbow Band and Joy 94.9. And it couldn't have happened without members like you contributing back to the station. So thank you, Ben.
And get on board. Come on, join the Joy Ride Radiothon 2012. Call now 1300 JOY 949 to renew your membership or join, and you can make a tax deductible donation.
Now, joining us today is our special guest from Belgium, Charles Henry Lisson. Thank you for that music, Charles. That was Nouveau Western by MC Solar. And tell us about Belgium. What's it like being a gay man in one of the most liberated countries of the world that allows for same-sex marriage? What's it like living there?
It's just
there?
Fantastic. We party a lot. Belgium is the country of beer, French fries, chocolate, and comics as well. And yeah, if you go in Belgium, for sure you're going to party a lot. So it doesn't matter if you're gay or not. Everyone is pretty friendly. So yeah, that's it, man. It's really, really cool. Be a gay man there, that's not an issue at all. Even in the countryside, deeply in the countryside, that's not an issue. Pretty open-minded everywhere. Of course, you've got issues sometimes, but that's pretty cool everywhere.
Now, why is that, Charles, though? How is it that you can have a country of people who are all speaking three languages, such a small country, and so open-minded and tolerant of gays and lesbians? How is that? How? Why?
I don't know. It's probably because Belgium is so small in the middle of EU, and that's the capital of the European Union, so you've got a lot of things in the capital, in Brussels. All the European meetings are there. Everything is there. So you have to be open-minded. You have to be, I don't know, open with new culture and everything. If you're not ready to say welcome to each other, it's not going to work. These things, it's the crossroad of EU. So yeah, that's why Belgium is so open-minded. Yeah, definitely.
I reckon that's really exciting. That gets me really passionate about Europe. To think that we envisage Europe being the English origins of part of Australia, and how conservative that is, and we've inherited that conservatism. But just across the channel and into Europe, we have these these amazing oases of tolerance and acceptance and people just living lives in a diverse culture.
True, that's true. I would say maybe in the south of EU, it's not that easy because it's still a bit different. The cultural shock is still really, really big and strong. But that's okay. It's not that strong, but yeah, you know. But in north of EU, like in Germany, France, and in Belgium, this area, and the UK, of course, it's pretty easy, yeah, for sure.
So being gay in Belgium, is it just around gay community, ghettos, party culture, or are gay people spread through the community?
That's pretty relevant. Of course, you've got the gay community. It's pretty strong, but, you know, it's just a community party a lot. But you're absolutely right. It's spread a lot with the straight people, and they absolutely have got no issue with that. That's all good, all the time, yeah.
So if we're travelling, if Jodie and I decide to travel next week to Belgium, which, you know, could
yes,
be on the cards.
I can make myself available for that. Clear my diary.
What should we plan? What should we do?
I know. So, okay. So you have to be careful with your liver because you're going to drink and eat a lot for sure. We've got a lot of stuff, a lot of breweries, a lot of monastery, and they do their own beers and everything, the cheese and everything. So it's full on. It's full on. So be careful. Yeah, that's it.
But is there much sort of natural beauty to see? Are there national parks and that type of stuff?
Oh, yeah, for that, yeah. It's probably better if you want to see a lot of monuments and typical buildings. Go into the capital in Brussels, you're going to see a lot of stuff. There is a lot of tradition, especially the main place, which is like the equivalent of Federation Square in Melbourne. They've got a wonderful shop and wonderful facade. I mean, it's just lovely with gold and stuff, and it's just absolutely lovely. Yeah, go there in Brussels. It's really good. And if you want to have a quick retreat in the countryside, just go there. Yeah.
Now, they have lovely facades in Belgium. We have a fantastic facade here at 225 Bourke Street, Melbourne, at City Village. It's a fantastic place. Anyone can come today, drop in, say hello, join up your membership, come and have a look at the studios of Joy 94.9 in City Village. If you're here before 12 or before 1 o'clock, you can play with us on Detours. But now's the time to sign up and join up to be members or renew your membership of Joy 94.9. 4.9. Why should we, Joe?
Well, you can go into the draw to win a Jeep worth over $35,000. But that's not the only reason. Your membership and support keeps us on air. It enables us to be able to reach out to people who might feel isolated, might not be feeling connected, or keep in touch with affairs, current affairs, and do be involved with our community.
And that's people around the world. We have people listening in Saudi Arabia, people listening in Oman, where you've just returned from. And thank you for those chocolated dates. I'm still tasting them. Fantastic. But also right across the world, where they might not be out to family, mightn't have the supporting background. So not just Australia, but people around the world get your benefit and your support by becoming a member of Joy.
And we provide a diverse broadcast platforms like outside broadcast to our community, free web streaming, a free iPhone and iPad and Android app, podcasts that are available, including our show. And Greg, this is my opportunity to thank you for doing all the editing of our Detours podcasts many, many times and hours. And you can have access to blog sites and with extra information. You can go to joy.org.au for more information.
Now, hang on. A little gem just snuck in there. Did you just say there's an iPhone app and there's an Android app?
There certainly is. It's testing at the moment.
Well, it's more than that. I'll tell you, little birds just snuck in, and you can go to the, they call it the Android App Store or Play Store, and you can now download the Joy Android app right now and listen to Joy 94.9 24/7 on your mobile phone.
So come on, join the Joy ride. Call now 1-300-JOY-949, renew or join your membership for the first time and make a donation. Family full concession under 18 and business memberships are available.
Now, Charles Henry, this piece of music that we've got all the way from Belgium, tell us about this.
That's really good. We've got a lot of traditions in the streets, so carnival and everything. Mardi Gras, sorry for that. In Mardi Gras, you can hear that kind of song. Enjoy it.
I'm Miriam Margulies, and I want you to support Joy 94.9 during the 2012 Radiothon. Become a member. Go on. Call 1-300-JOY-949. Do it now.
Oh, I heard the best song on the radio yesterday.
Which station?
It was Joy 94.9. It's the gay and lesbian community radio station.
Hey, me too. I love the music and I've heard some really great interviews.
I found it by chance a few years ago, then joined up as a member. Are you a member?
I've never thought about it.
Well, you totally should. It's the only way they stay on air.
Oh, cool. How did you join?
I just called 1-300-JOY-949. You hear it on air all the time.
Come on. become a Joy member so we can give you the best shows every day. Call 1300-JOY-949.
Hi, this is Horace. We'd like to rope you in to support Joy and get some more members in. Call 1300-569-949.
And you're on Detours. This is your chance, and you are. The phones are going off. This is your chance to renew or join your membership. And thank you, Janine Doggett. You have called in from Hong Kong, and you've paid your membership, and we appreciate that. Guest a number of times on Detours, and thank you for listening with Lucky Legs and your beautiful gal.
She's nice.
Hong Kong.
She is. And talking about nice, we've got Pete Dillon in the program.
What a beautiful segue I gave you, Jodie.
With us here on Joy 94.9. And, of course, Pete's coming up very soon at 1 o'clock with Cravings. What's happening today?
Well, I have a legend of the Australian food and wine industry in the studio. His name is Ian Hewitson. He's been on our telly for 30 years. He was sort of our first celebrity chef. He's coming in to help me steer the Radiothon bus because we're playing Chef Roulette. So if you ring up during the program and become a member or make a donation, we'll pop you on the phone and then we'll spin the roulette wheel. And in the roulette wheel, we have Matt Preston and Pete Evans and Adriano Zumbo, and you'll get to talk to them. So
how did you get them in the wheel? Just pieces of paper or...?
Use your imagination, Joe. It's radio. It's not a visual medium.
Okay.
So we have all of these people standing by, ready to talk to our people who ring up and join or make a donation on 1300-JOY-949 to become a member. And I will be encouraging restaurants to become business members.
And they can for only
$165. $165, and it's tax deductible.
But before then, you can join up and renew on Detours.
Oh, you
all
can.
The way up to the hour.
I won't steal your thunder. Thank you.
That's Pete Dillon. Now, Charles Henry listened to our guest in all the way from Belgium, here in Melbourne, during Radiothon. What about food and culture in Belgium?
Food and country? What do you mean?
Food and culture. What can you eat? What can you savour in the...
French fries, definitely.
Why French fries? Is Belgium the home of French fries?
Absolutely. We created and invented it. Yes, they say French fries, but that's not true. It's not French at all. And the secret is because we fried up twice, not just one time. So to have the best French fries in the world, we have to fry it up twice. Just 20 seconds the second time. So you can do it at home. Just try. You're going to have a massive difference.
I can feel my cholesterol.
That's right. That's right. So in Belgium, if you worry about your cholesterol, you're not going to survive. That's for sure.
But you're pretty lean and trim, though. I mean, how do you keep fit?
I practice a lot of sport. That's
okay,
the reason.
Okay. That's your secret.
Maybe I drink too much sometimes. So anyway, should be careful.
Our Radiothon volunteers are waiting for your call. And in fact, they're just so flat out and busy. Well, they can't be because I just said they were waiting for the call, but some of them are busy, some of them are talking. And we've got Anthony, Sangeeta, Harriet and Andy and Mushan from Program Support who are making their time available to support Radiothon 2012. Call now 1300-JOY-949 to renew your membership or to donate, or in fact, do both.
Now, how does it feel to be in a radio station smack in the middle of a radiothon?
That's pretty funny. Everything is going on. It's full on. It's full on everywhere. You've got the people on the left, people on the right. It's just getting in, getting out. It's just, wow, it's full on. There is a massive activity in this radio station. And please, guys, support them because it's really good. It's really, really good. I love it.
Now, when you first came here, did you ever expect in Melbourne, in the heart of Melbourne, would be a gay and lesbian radio station?
Absolutely not. And I'm glad you invited me. Thank you again. Thank you again for that.
And what went through your mind when you did discover, you came up the lift today and you opened the doors and here is a hub of activity supporting gay community?
The things that I felt, clearly I just like, for the first time in my life, maybe, I've got a voice to say something about who I am in terms of, because I'm a gay person on the radio and say to everyone with absolutely no shame, yeah, I'm gay, that's it, man. Yeah, so that's a really good opportunity. That's what I felt this morning. Yeah, let's do it. It's kind of a challenge. Let's do it, man. Don't think about it.
And you're talking to people all the way around the world. Your friends are going to listen to this. This will be replayed overnight and there'll be a podcast available after the show as well. So there's a chance for the whole family to listen in.
That's awesome. I assume it. Love it.
I love hearing your reflections on today and how you feel about coming into Joy. But Greg, tell us about your first experience on Joy.
My first experience on Joy was in a shop front window, and it was probably in South Yarra. When I was working a health outreach program for Victorian AIDS Council, and we were trying to promote what we're doing, a safe sex message to men who had sex with men, gay men or straight men that had sex with men. And we were invited into this shop front window and microphones and talking to this very pubescent station called Joy, Joy 89.1, I think it was at the time, or
87.7.
90.7, some different number. That was the original number. And it was just extraordinary. These passionate people behind the microphone, and we all wanted to be part of it because it was part of our community. Important part of our community. So that was my first impression of Joy. Yours, Jodie?
Well, I used to listen to Joy when I came out, and I suddenly felt that there were a whole bunch of people who not only were like me, but who understood me. And like you, Charles Henry, you were saying before about not feeling ashamed. And I think there's a lot of people who do often feel ashamed about being gays and lesbian or bisexual, transgender, intersex. And there's sometimes be a lot of isolation. So I think for me, certainly listening to Joy as a young lesbian was really empowering, and it was really exciting, and it was really wonderful to make new friends.
And you're still young.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. But then, of course, my first involvement on Joy was actually being on air, and I did a program with Andrew Belknaves, a friend of mine who said he wanted to do a travel show, and we got a slot, which was about 11 o'clock on a Monday night.
And then it was so successful that next Saturday you were back, and that's how the Detour story began.
14 years later.
Saturdays at noon here on Joy 94.9 every week. And Lindsay's part of the team now. Mac has been part of the team. We've had a range of other people. We should shout out to the people who have been part of the team.
Yeah, a special hello to Lisa Daniel, who's been a co-host and a guest many, many years along the way. And also Adrian Brown, who's been program support and also assisting us on air.
To Vic Perry, who was on Detours before I became part of the Detours team. And Dana Dane, who used to be a producer of Detours. Thanks very much to Dana.
And a special thanks to Cheryl Lacey, who I recently reconnected with, who was involved with Detours over many years.
And who has been a guest not just long ago. We'll have to get Cheryl back on again, I think.
We sure will, but you might be listening and thinking, what can I do to help? Well, it's quite easy. You can ring right now, 1300-JOY-949. Come on, join the Joy Ride, and you can become a member, you can go into the draw, and you can win a Jeep worth $35,000.
Every membership and donation helps Joy kept on air for another year, so thanks to everyone who's joined the Joyride and renewed or become a member so far. Your membership pack will be out to you very soon, and it includes a special discounted ticket offer for Joy members to Lip Sync, a new epic theatrical production proudly presented by Joy Radio supporter Arts Centre Melbourne. See joy.org.au for more details on becoming a member, making a donation, or getting involved with Australia's first and only lesbian and gay radio station, Joy 94.9, or call now on
1300-JOY-949.
Now, Charles Henry, it's been fabulous having you here today. Some must-dos and some must-sees if we were to travel to Europe tomorrow and perhaps retrace your footsteps in Belgium. What should we do and see?
Go in Brussels and go in Liège as well.
Liège?
Liège, yeah. And you can speak a bit of French if you can. Just go there. You're going to experiment some fancy stuff with the food and all the drinks and everything. Let's go there and try to party. Try to party. Stay young. Absolutely.
Stay young. Thank you. I appreciate that. Are there any clubs we should go to in Brussels?
Oh, no, that's all right. Just grab someone in the street. That's all right.
What would you be doing if you grabbed them in the street?
You know what I mean. It's so friendly that if you want to party and do something, you just start a chat with someone in the street and you can straight away party with it. I experiment that experience a lot of time, and all of my friends come from that kind of encounter. So just go for it. Yeah, yeah.
How fantastic. I'd love to go there. Brussels, that's got to be on the list. In fact, Belgium needs to be on the list.
Now, most European towns have rivers running through them. Is there a river running through Brussels?
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of.
When you say that, it makes me think it's like a creek or a drain or something.
Or our Yarra River.
No, it's quite big. Try to stay in the centre, maybe. Yeah, yeah, the centre is better. You've got a lot of things to do. It's already full on. So, yeah.
Fantastic. And from Belgium, it's only a hop, step and jump to other European cities. What's the closest cities from different countries around you?
Paris, Maastricht, maybe Berlin if you've got a bit of time, but it's not that close. But, yeah, if you've got time, just go for it. London, of course. Yeah, yeah. You can catch the train under the ocean. It's not really the ocean, it's the sea, but yeah, go for it.
Well, we thank you so much for joining us today and sharing some of your time here in Australia and the vision about Belgium.
Thank you very
through
much
your experiences.
You.
It's great to meet you, Charles Henry, and best of luck for your time here in Australia. I know
thanks.
That you're now calling at home, and we're glad that you've chosen Australia to be here with us. And thanks so much for listening. It's nearly time to go, and we would love to hear more from you. You can call 1300 JOY 949. Come on, support us. get your Plastic Fantastic out, renew your membership or join and make a donation. We really, really appreciate your support and we need it to continue.
Well, we have to keep you on air. And we can always, during the year, you can sponsor various shows. You can be part of shows coming here as a volunteer. We always want volunteers. But this is the most important time to keep us on air, vibrant, alive, and maybe win a Jeep in the process. It's a $35,000 Jeep from Essendon Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
And if you're interested in becoming a volunteer, all of the advertisements are on the Joy website, joy.org.au, and you can check out the things that you might like to become involved in. There's all sorts of jobs. It could be on air, it could be behind the scenes, but you're really welcome.
See you next week, but keep joining and staying with Pete Dillon at 1 o'clock for Cravings After Matt with the News.
See you later.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Hello, this is Asha Keddy. Show your support for Joy and become a member of this radio song. Call 1300 569 949.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.